Chapter 2, A Very Difficult and Sad Life. Life was very difficult for Don Jose and Carmen. They had no comfort in their lives. In the summer, they slept under the stars, and in the winter, they slept in very old, dirty tents. In the beginning, their passion for each other was enough, but Carmen quickly became bored. One day, she said, "You should go home. This life is not good for you. Go back to your mother and your little village. The only thing you are good at is marching around in your silly uniform." "I want to go, but I will not. I love you, and so I should stay here and be with you. I will never leave you," he replied. "But this life is difficult, and you will come to hate me. You may even kill me one day," Carmen said. Carmen always thought of death. Sometime before, she and her friends had dealt the card while playing as fortune tellers. Fresquita said, "I am looking for love. I want a young man to love me forever." Mercedes said, laughing, "I want an old man. I want a rich old man who will die quickly and leave all of his money to me." While telling each other's fortunes, Carmen picked one card. Then they put the card back and mixed the cards. She took another card. It was the same card. "It's the Two of Spades. You picked it twice," cried her friends. That card had only one meaning. It was the death card. "So I am going to die. The cards never lie," Carmen said. She knew that death was waiting for her, and there was no way she could stop it. The next day, Micaela arrived in the smugglers' camp. She was looking for Don Jose. But she quickly hid behind a rock because another person also came to the camp at the same time. It was Escamillo, the bullfighter. As soon as Don Jose saw him, he began shooting at him. Escamillo shouted out, "I am not the police, so stop shooting at me. I have only come for Carmen." "What if she will not go with you?" Don Jose asked him. "I know that she will come. When we first met, she looked at me in a way that she does not look at other men. She has also been with a deserter from the army. That is not good for her. She will come with me," replied Escamillo. "It's very dangerous to take a gypsy's woman away from him," Don Jose warned Escamillo. But Escamillo only laughed and said, "That is true, but you are no gypsy. You are a soldier." Just then, Carmen and the smugglers returned to the camp. One of the smugglers said to Escamillo, "He will kill you unless you leave right now." The bullfighter replied, "All right, I will go. But I want to invite you all to the bull ring on Sunday to see me fight." Escamillo looked directly at Carmen and said, "And those who love me are especially welcome to come and see me." Escamillo then left the camp. As soon as he had gone, Micaela came out from her hiding place. "I have a message for Don Jose from his mother. His mother is sick and she wants to see him," she said. "Don Jose, please come with me." Carmen said to Don Jose, "Yes, you should go." Don Jose turned around and asked, "And what, leave you to run into the arms of Escamillo?" Carmen replied very bluntly, "Yes, I have no more love for you. We are finished." Don Jose prepared to leave the camp. Before he left, he said to Carmen, "I promise that we will meet again." His voice was trembling. The next events happened a few weeks later. One Sunday, there was a very important bullfight in town. The bull ring was crowded with spectators. Escamillo arrived for the fight, and Carmen came with him. She had never looked better. This only made Don Jose, who was waiting for her in the crowd, more jealous. Frasquita and Mercedes had seen him. "Carmen, he is here! You must be careful!" they pleaded. "No, I will go and see him if that's what he wants. I will not run from him." Carmen went off to look for Don Jose. When she found him, she said, "My friends said that you were here. They are worried you want to kill me." "I do not want to kill you. I want you to love me again. My life is nothing without you. Please come back to me," he said. "Remember, I choose who I love. I don't love you anymore. I must go now. The bullfight is over," she said. Don Jose was becoming angry. "You love him, don't you? Don't deny it," he snapped. "I will never deny it. I do love him," she said, laughing as she spoke. He tried to stop Carmen from leaving. "Let me go or kill me," she demanded. Then she took off the gold ring that Don Jose had given her and threw it at him. "Don't ever give me anything ever again," she snapped. At that moment, Don Jose took out his knife and pushed it into her heart. She fell into his arms, and he wept into her hair. His heart was truly broken. Perhaps another man may have tried to escape, but he did not. He stayed there with her so the police could find him. "My life is over. My life finished when she stopped loving me, and now I have killed the most precious thing in the world. My life is worthless, so it doesn't matter what happens to me," he wept. The police came and took him to prison. Carmen was given the most beautiful funeral. She is dead, but her love for life and freedom will always be alive.